That's the music. Very, very excited. Dana Clark, we got a lot to talk about with our next guest. Greg Russell of Movie Show Plus joins us. What's up, Greg?
Doing well, Chris. How about yourself?
I'm great. I'm great.
Hey, Sugar Bear.
Hey, Dana.
Look, there are a couple of movies here that I'm really interested to hear about. I'll let Dana handle this.
All right.
Well, you know, first we have to. Is Sean there? Is Sean going to join in this time?
Yes.
Because it's time for movie. Show. A plus. You guys get an A.
We sound like the minions.
Good job.
There.
Yeah.
Okay. So our first movie we're going to talk about, Greg, is Minions, The Rise of Gru. And this seems like a great movie to take the kids to this weekend, although Chris says he's going to go by himself. And ditch the kids. So tell us.
No, you're right on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are going to love it because they just love seeing these little yellow guys running around. There, however, Chris, is enough adult humor and stuff in it where, yeah, I even told people, as an adult, I'd go by myself to see this again. It is a funny movie.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. Where Gru, who's voiced by Steve Carell, this movie takes place in the 1970s when he's a kid. And this is where he decides he wants to be in a bad group or a gang or whatever you want to call it. And so he does his best to try and make his way into it. And, you know, they're all adults and they're like, well, kid, go away. But it's just funny to see how he tries to get himself into the gang.
Well, look, we're very excited. I am going to bring the kids or at least one of them. The 6-month or the 5-month old probably won't have much of an interest. No. But
he'll be asleep.
We are going to go see this weekend. I want to hear a little bit of Minions Rise of the Gru.
Good night.
Good night.
Yes, yes, yes. Good night.
Good night.
No!
Minions, there are a lot of other villains in the world. But I am going to be a super villain. I am pretty despicable. Please stop calling me that.
Maybe that was Eminem right away.
I'm a big Steve Carell guy, big Minions fans in our house. We watch Minions, the 4-year-old wants it on repeat. So we watch a lot of Minions. So thumbs up, thumbs down. What do we think about this one there, Gregory?
Definitely thumbs up. I mean, like, it's a fun movie, and like we said, it is for kids. We're going to enjoy it. And I heard you guys laughing, you know, during the clip you just played. Mm-hmm. It is. As adults, you just kind of sit there and laugh. It even takes you back to when we used to watch, like, the Three Stooges reruns. I mean, you know, where they're hitting each other upside the head, you know, with a pot or something like that. But, it'll be a fun one for the weekend.
All right, what do we got next?
Next, we have a new movie by Mel Gibson is back.
Oh.
It's called Hot Seat. I looked it up, mixed reviews, Greg, so tell us about this one.
Yeah, this is one of those where you heard back in the day they used to make these things called B-movies where they were just kind of like the ones that they, you know, make and put in the theaters for people to go, you know, like if they had nothing else to do, like on a Saturday or whatever. Well, this kind of almost falls into that line because actually Kevin Dillon is actually the main star. Mel Gibson's actually kind of like the co-star in this one. But it's all about this guy who's an IT genius who got himself into some trouble a few years back. But he's out, and that's played by Kevin Dillon. And this voice, you don't see the person, this voice talks to him like through the intercom at his office building and makes him break into like Chase Bank's, you know, big cell where they've got all their money information to steal all this money. And if he doesn't do it, it's going to be curtains for his wife and daughter. So he's going up against, it's a race of time. And so I'm quite sure you've seen something like this before. But yeah, that's pretty much what the film is.
All right, let's hear a little bit of Hot Seat.
Stay seated. You will die today unless you do exactly as you're told.
It's military. Pressure sensitive.
2 floors up, bankers, hedge fund crooks. I want you to rob them. Do I have your attention now, Orlando?
You want their servers. You're crazy.
If I get caught, I'm facing 20.
My name is Orlando Fryer. I am the person responsible for the bombing in the park and Hudson Towers.
You got a family?
Won't be the first cycle with kids.
Just want to weigh our option before we orphan his baby.
It's about to get a whole lot hotter.
Oh, man. look, it sounds good to me, but you're right. Dana said it got some mixed reviews. What's the verdict?
It is. It's one of those in the middle. I mean, I enjoyed it. And I forgot to tell you, the reason why it's called Hot Seat is because the bad guy put a bomb on the bottom of Kevin's desk.
Oh, no.
And it's weight specific because he found out Kevin weighs like 170 pounds. And it's like, as soon as it doesn't feel 170 pounds, boom.
Wow.
So that's why he's in the hot seat.
Does he cut the red wire, though? That's
right.
My question.
Yeah.
He couldn't bend over well enough to do it.
Yeah. Greg, I have to bring something up. A movie that you touched on last week, just as a follow-up, I liked it so much I saw it twice. I saw Black Phone twice. I really enjoyed that.
So
you liked it? Really enjoyed that movie.
Really?
Very much so. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's more of a psychological thriller than a slasher. Because people kept going, oh, is it all bloody? And it's like, not really.
Mm-mm.
You know, I mean, but it's more in your mind. And Ethan Hawke is just an amazing actor.
Unbelievable.
Even with the mask on, you never see his face, right?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, you see like half of it. You'll see his eyes, but you won't see like below the nose.
Just for a second, right, Craig?
Yep.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm a big horror guy. I like a lot of these psychological thrillers. I'm hesitant for a lot of the new ones that are made because I think they're kind of cheesy and kitschy. I think they try a little too hard. So if this is good, I'm in.
Loved it. Saw it twice.
Saw it twice. Look at this.
Good, good, good. I'll tell the studio. Hey.
Yeah. So are we back, you think, into some good, you know, in terms of people actually going to the theaters? Are we back in business now?
I think so. It seems now more people are going because like a lot of our screenings now are back, you know, just strictly in theaters where we're not getting the screeners anymore. But then when I do go, I see people out there. So it's not like it's just me and, you know, five other reviewers in the entire building. Mm-hmm. So I think people are, you know, feeling a lot better about going back to seeing things. I mean, like, can you imagine next week with the new Thor movie coming out? Guaranteed that's going to be jam-packed.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I think so. I think people are looking forward to it, like right now for the 4th of July weekend. Only thing missing would be a repeat showing of Jaws.
Yeah. Was,
you know, like they always say, Die Hard's a Christmas movie, Jaws.
Right.
4th of July movie.
Totally.
So,
one other thing for you here, too. Going back to the Minions movie, I need to know, where does this fall in line with the others? Is this on par?
On par. That'd be the best way to put it, yeah.
Okay. What number is this? Like, I've never, don't.
Five, right?
This
four?
Is
five or six, yeah, something
oh,
like that.
I think it's
I was
five.
Myself.
Yeah.
They tend us this thing with one, two, three, and then whatever the one is, and another one, it's like.
Oh, they did have like a Minions movie, right? Mm-hmm. It was just,
yeah.
Well, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We watch one and two pretty much.
Do you have the little figures too, Chris?
No.
Oh, I was just wondering.
I don't need anything else. I don't need anything else.
Do we have time? Despicable Me, Despicable Me 2, Minions, Despicable Me 3, Minions, The Rise of Gru. So it is five.
So five.
It is five.
All right, there we go. All right, Greg, well, thank you. Have yourself
thank
a nice
you.
July 4th weekend and get everybody to the movies.
You got it, absolutely. And if you do want some of those little Minions, let me know. I got a box of them over here.
Oh, I want one.
No, thank you, but
I'll
appreciate the offer.
Anytime, Greg.
See you, Greg. Dana, what's on tap for you? Are you going to see any of these?
I still have to see Maverick.
Oh, you haven't seen Maverick yet?
I haven't seen that.
Oh,
so
you'll love it.
I want to see that.
You saw
theaters.
That, too?
Love
it. Are you a big movie guy?
Love them.
Really?
Love them.
I didn't know that about you.
Love them. Absolutely.
You're a theater guy.
Love going to the theater.
Yeah. I just saw something in the paper that the Farmington Civic is doing like free yearly tickets or yearly pass. I don't know. I'll find that. We'll talk about it next on the Paul W. Smith Show.